Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Lord, you part the water. They walked right on through. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You have been listening to Far Faith Outreach Chapel. Lord, Cleveland, that LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Our phone number is 216-538-0432. And I'm Apostle Tony Hyper Kirkendall, the senior pastor. We're thanking you for listening to us. We have been having prayer. We've been having a prayer service. We've been having in our own mind prayer service. We've been having testimony services. That's what you've been witness to, what's been going on in this service. It may not be what you're used to, but we want God to come on in this service. It's all about Him having His way. It's not about platform. It's not about routine. It's about God's own timing. God's own will be done. We're going to ask you, whatever that you're doing, you've been giving yourself time. But right now, we're going to ask the Chapel Mother, she just come on in and begin to pray. Let's have your own way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Not our will, but your will be done. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless, Lord. Bless this servant. Bless the pastor, Lord. Bless the message and the message, Lord. Bless the speaker, Lord. Let it speak with power, authority, and anointing in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, let it go out over the globe ministry, Lord. Let us get somebody in here, Lord. Let somebody out there be church.
Yes.
Somebody be delivered.
Yes.
Somebody be
yes.
saved.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody be restored. Somebody be reclaimed.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it's all about soul winning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're in here for your will, Lord. This is your house, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you are your servants, Lord.
Yes.
And we are doing your will, Lord.
Yes.
Not our will, but your will be done.
Yes.
Lord, we know you's moving by your spirit.
Thank
you's moving all over the world.
Yes,
and we just want to
thank
you,
Lord.
You, Lord. We thank you because you guard by your all by yourself.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said how you look low, beholding the evil and the good.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, the same, Lord. that sent a man, that sent a woman, that sent a boy, that sent a girl. Bring the backsliders back in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Lord, we lift you up, we lift you up, we lift up, we magnify your name. We give you all the honor and the glory because it all belongs to you. We're not going to take none for ourselves. We're not going to give it to man or woman. Lord, we put our trust in you, Lord. We live, Lord, in you. We live, move, and have our being. You hold our destiny in your hand. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we know who holds tomorrow in their hand. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to be in the message, Lord, be in everything we say and do, Lord, that you get to glory. We thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy, for salvation in the Holy Ghost abiding in our soul. And we thank you for this house, your house. And we ask every Lord that everything be done. And Lord, let somebody be built, Lord. Turn somebody. Let somebody come running saying, what must I do to be saved?
Lord,
we know you're going to fill the place, Lord.
Lord,
we're going to go out and pass tracts and witness, Lord. And you're going to bring them in. Everything we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my, not Jesus of Nazareth. Thank God, thank God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your son.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We ask
this
in his name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everything. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hey, thank you.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want the sermonic song to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need thee.
Yes.
I pass those out. You know, oftentimes we sing the song, we don't understand it, we don't know the words. Amen. We used to sing that song. Now, you know, we have to go back and dig it up. Amen. But we're going to sing a verse of this. If you just follow me with it, and I'm going to come back and pray, and I'm going to give the scriptures radio land, and you can read them for yourself, and God can do the work. Amen.
Amen.
I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Precious Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor right now. Lord, we ask you to come on and anoint the building in the name of Jesus. Come on in and anoint the seats, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on in and anoint everyone here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, here I am, your servant, Lord. Here I am, your vessel, Lord. Oh, speak the word, Lord. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send out your word. Yes, Lord, let your power come on down because it's all about you. It's all about your will being done. We surrender, Lord, to the Spirit of God. We surrender, Lord, to the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way. not my will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord, to look on the sick and shut in. Oh, God, nothing impossible for you. You're able, Lord, to heal all matter of disease. All you got to do is speak the word, and it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, upon that standard, somebody need to know that you're still in the saving business. Sit on the power with saves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sit on deliverance today. Somebody's brought up. Somebody's wrapped up in the devil. But, oh, God, no power is like your power. You can just speak and they shall be free. You can just anoint and it shall be delivered. Oh, God, we need you right now to work a wonder in this place. Work a wonder, Lord, over the radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it's all about you. Lord, we want to win souls for you. But Lord, you said that you're married to the black city. Lord, you did it for me, Lord. You could send a spirit which restores. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're just looking for something for you today. We're looking for strength for you today. We're looking for increase from you today. We're looking for strength to go a little farther from you today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and we'll be careful to give you praise, glory, and honor, and majesty. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. My topic is, I need thee. That's the topic. Those of you in radio land, I need thee. Amen. I'm going to give you the scriptures because if we go off the broadcast, I want to make sure you know them ahead of time. We're going to go to Matthew 6:31-32. Matthew 6:31-32. Amen. Then we're going to Luke 12:31. Then we're going to Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:9. And then we're going to Luke 12:24. Luke 12:24. And then we're going to, I want you to read these scriptures, saints of God, Psalms 136:25-26. 136:25-36. And then we're going to, and this is for you to read, Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. And then we're going back to Luke 12:15. Luke 12:15. Then Psalms 31:14. Ephesians 3:20. And we're going to conclude with Peter 4:11. I may not get to preach through all these scriptures, but I want you to read the basis for this message. Amen. That's why I'm giving to you ahead of time so you can go back and read the word for yourself. Amen. I don't want you to say what the pastor said. No, you go read what the Bible says. You go read how it affects you. Amen. Amen. I need thee. And I want you to think about that. We sing the song, but do we really know the verses and the meaning of these verses? We just sing just the reframe of the song, amen. It has much more many words, but it's a wonder that we don't bring it out, amen. The definition of need is circumstances in which something is necessary or that requires some course of action, necessity. Two, a thing that is wanted or required, amen. As a verb, it is required something because it is essential or very important. Number two is expression, necessity, or obligation, according to Oxford dictionaries. Amen. If you think about when you're singing the song, I need thee, what are you really saying? Are you just singing the verses to be singing the verses without any thought for what the words are saying? Amen. They always told us, you know, you got to think about your words because you can sing a lie as well as tell a lie. So you ought to be cognitive of the words that you are singing about. Amen? We have to realize about ourselves that we need the Lord. The Lord, he doesn't need us to be God. Amen? We got to realize about ourselves, I said, that we need the Lord. He does not need you or I to be God. God is, and I capitalize this, always, not sometimes, but God is always in control. Amen? Don't sing the song, I need thee, like we used to sing it. We don't sing it anymore. I had to go put it out because it's been a long time since I heard this song. We don't sing it like we used to sing it. Amen? Why is this? I asked the question to you, why is this? I propose some thoughts for you, Lucifer devil. It is that we know, is it that we no longer, now think about this, sitting up in church, is it that we no longer believe that there is a God? Think about this, amen? Some of us got so far out, we just come because we're just doing it for out of habit. You know, we've got it ingrained in us to come, but then are we getting so far into the devil that we don't even believe we're just here to socialize, amen? Is it that we no longer believe in the Lord's power? We like it because why is that? Do we come here one way and leave the same way? Is it the Lord that has any shortages? Why is it that we don't believe in the Lord's power? They always told me what you put in is what you get out. Amen? Mm-hmm. If you come here all burdened down, but you don't even want to sing a song. You come here all burdened down. You don't even want to clap your hands. You come all burdened down, and you don't even want to begin to open up your mouth and praise God. Then you wonder, is there any power left in the Lord? But the question ought to be is, what did I do once I got to church? What did I do once I got into the house of prayer? What did I do once I got in the God house? What did I do once I got in the hospital? Did I go to the doctor in prayer? Did I tell them all about our troubles? But then we wonder, where is the Lord's power? But I'm here to tell you, God is not the God that can fail. God is not the one that changed. God is still God, and he's in control. But what have you done? What have you said? Do you really mean, I need thee, Lord? Do you really say to yourself, I know that I can't change things, but I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer, tell him all about my troubles? What do we say when we know no longer feel like we can feel God's power? Do we begin to search in ourselves and ask the Lord, where am I in you? I can't feel you anymore. I can't hear your words. Oh, Lord, search me. It must be me. I need you to come no more. I need you right now. Search my heart. Search my mind. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Do we go there anymore? Because we all want to think it's all about something happened. The Lord has changed. But I'm here to tell you, it's not so. Do we believe that the Lord is most gracious? Amen. Some of us get up in the morning, we don't even say thank you. Some of us go and we lay down ourselves after we done worked all day, after we done did whatever we wanted to do all day long. We lay down, don't even tell God, thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy, thank you for your protection, thank you for keeping me safe all day long. Lord, I just want to thank you for making it back in my home. I just want to thank you for laying back down in my bed. I just want to thank you because, Lord, you are so gracious. I want to ask the question, question number four, do you believe? Some of us don't even believe anymore. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is our Savior? He's not a plaything. He's not a toy. He is Jesus, the only begotten Son. Do you still believe? Do you believe what Jesus did? Do you believe that he laid down his life so that you and I could be saved? Zion, what's the matter now? Do you believe that you need God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Question number five is, what is it that you believe? See, I don't know, because we got some people that come to church and they're in all full of the devil, doing all kind of witchcraft, all kind of demonic worship, but yet and still they want to come to church. I don't know what they believe. I know that if you don't believe the right thing, you're going to end up in the right place, and that place is called hell, place of torment. What are you doing when you come to church? See, we sometimes, it's not about all the things that we do while we're in church. It's all those things that we do before we get to church. All those things we do when nobody's around. All those demonic things that we get into and we believe in devil worship. We believe in the Almighty dollar. We believe in everything but God, but yet and still you want to come to church, yet and still you may not want to even grace your presence, but I want you to know, you better check out what you're worshiping. You